Thank you very much, Tom. I hope that the microphone is working. So, first of all, I'm very grateful to all the organizers for this event and for the fact that they also invited me to give this talk. This will be a simple talk, but I think rather surprising, at least for me, when the result is kind of surprising. This is joint work with Paolo Guazzoni, who is at Dublin City University and at Boston University, and I am currently at the University of Edinburgh on leave from my previous workplace, the Computer and Automation Institute of the Hungarian Academy. Okay. Before I go into details, I would say just a few words about how we got to this problem, because we were not interested in bubbles, to be honest. We were working on transaction costs, and in the case of transaction costs, there is a natural object, so-called consistent price systems, which replace the well-known equivalent martingale measures. So, and we were looking for consistent price systems for models which are not semi-martingales. Just a moment of reflection. If we have a frictionless trading model and there is an equivalent martingale measure, then necessarily this must be a semi-martingale, because semi-martingale property is indifferent to an equivalent change of measure. So in frictionless case, only semi-martingale models give arbitrage-free models. We were working on transaction costs, and we found that there is a much larger class which appears. So once we introduce transaction costs, it is possible to have models which are not semi-martingales, and nevertheless they create no arbitrage opportunities. These models can be based on fractional Brownian motion or on other kind of Gaussian processes in general. One can even construct processes with smooth trajectories which satisfy the no arbitrage condition. It shows that, for example, trajectorial properties do not matter when we have transaction costs. From the point of view of arbitrage, trajectorial properties are just too fine. They are not interesting. And we managed to obtain a result with Paolo Guazzoni and Walter Schachermeier, which gives a general existence result for these consistent price systems. And we were mainly interested in non-semi-martingales, but then we had a look with Paolo on the case of diffusion processes, which are semi-martingales, and we found some surprising conclusions. They were surprising for us, and I would like to share with you these conclusions. So, we have the usual trading model, even simplified for this presentation, a probability space with a filtration satisfying the usual hypothesis, and for simplicity we assume that the initial sigma algebra is trivial. And we are looking at a d-dimensional continuous semi-martingale which has strictly positive components, and this is thought to represent the price evolution of d risky assets. A trading strategy will be a predictable process H, which is S integrable, and the corresponding valve process is given by the initial capital plus the stochastic integral at each time t, small t. Admissibility is the usual concept if there exists some threshold C such that the valve process stays over minus C almost surely over all the time horizon. We are working on a finite time horizon, and on infinite time horizon we cannot prove a similar result. So, well, this is, I would like to stress this. And the family of admissible strategies will just be denoted by A. Arbitrage is in the usual sense, as in this trading model always. We say that the model admits an arbitrage if there is an admissible strategy such that at the terminal date we have, oh, I forgot to say something on this slide. So we have, we start from zero initial capital, and we trade with this strategy H, and then we get to a non-negative payoff, which is positive with positive probability. For arbitrage, the typical example among diffusion models is the Bessel process. This is the absolute one characterization is that it's the absolute value of a three-dimensional Brownian motion. The other characterization is that it is equal to the unique strong solution of this equation where Wt is a driving Brownian motion. And well, this model has an arbitrage, it creates arbitrage. About bubbles, as far as I know, there is no generally accepted, are you asking a question? No. As far as I know, there is no standard definition for what a bubble is. I am not pretending to give you the definition for bubbles. I informally mean that an asset is overpriced, and for today, I give a mathematical definition, but as I said, I am not pretending that this is the only one, but it is used in many papers, as I will return to this some slides later. So a bubble is the phenomenon when there is an admissible strategy H such that we can start trading from initial capital X. We trade with this strategy, and at the terminal date, we do better than the ith stock price at time capital T for some of for one of the stocks. And the problem is here, this makes the bubble a bubble, that this X is smaller than the initial price of this asset I. When I presented this talk, people immediately said that this is an arbitrage opportunity because we just sell short the asset. It's not an arbitrage opportunity because we have admissibility constraints. So, yes? It can be negative, but in fact it's worse than that. It can be arbitrarily negative, so it cannot be bounded by, if I sell it short, then it cannot be bounded from below, because the processes which exhibit this feature, they are generally unbounded. So with the admissibility constraints, this is not an arbitrage. So this is a bubble, as I said, and we will see some how these bubbles can be constructed. Well, one class is strict local martingales. This is a class which people prefer. A strict local martingale is a local martingale which is not a martingale. What is a local martingale? There is sequence of localizing segments tau n tends to infinity almost surely, and the stopped process is a martingale for each n. And strict local martingales have been suggested for modeling bubbles in a large number of recent papers. I'm not sure that I'm fair in citations because there are really quite a lot of such papers. I was just gathering the ones which inspired us, which I have encountered. So there is a paper by Löwenstein and Villar, and then later several papers by Gerald Proper, Shimbo, Pal. There is a kind of survey paper by Cox and Hobson, and there is a recent one by Ekström and Tisk, which is looking at option pricing in models with strict local martingales. A typical strict local martingale is the inverse of the Bessel process, so we just take 1 over ST, where ST is the already encountered Bessel process. This also has a dynamics given here. It is non-negative, it is a super martingale, but not a martingale, and it is important to note that this measure P, under which we are looking at the evolution, this is the unique local martingale measure. There is no other measure which would make it a local martingale. Okay, there is the characterization of super-hedging of a claim. Let us look at the contingent claim S capital T. It can be super-hedged from an initial capital, since there is a unique local martingale measure. It can be super-hedged from initial capital if that initial capital is at least this ES capital T. And ES capital T is unfortunately smaller than S0, because this is a supermarketing year. What does this mean? This means precisely that we start from an amount which is smaller than the initial price of the asset, and by trading cleverly, we manage to hedge the asset at time capital T. So this is the bubble phenomenon which has been presented many times in all of these papers in other contexts. So this is just one example. Another incomplete market example is when we look at the price of a stock with in a stochastic volatility model. This V is the volatility, this is the price of the asset under a risk neutral measure, and the volatility can, well, I just wrote one possible equation, there could be constants here. The important thing is that there are two driving Brownian motions, and the driving Brownian motion of the volatility is correlated, has a correlation with the other Brownian motion. And then this gives a strict local martingale, and there is a bubble. Well, as we all know from the fundamental theorem of asset pricing, if there is a Q equivalent to P such that the process S is a Q local martingale, then there is no arbitrage. Well, this is the easy direction of fundamental theorem. Well, if S is a true Q martingale, then there are no bubbles either. I will not prove this, but it's more or less the same argument. So if it can be made a true Q martingale, then no bubbles may arise. Just one quick look at local martingales in discrete time, because local martingales in discrete time are really weird, in the sense that if we take a local martingale in discrete time, even with infinite horizon, we can change the measure in an equivalent way, and it becomes a Q martingale. In fact, we can make this measure change arbitrarily close to P in the total variation norm, and we can even prescribe integrability on ST under Q, so we can have that it's an exponentially integrable martingale or whatever. This does not imply that it's a closable martingale, so this is obviously not possible to have a measure change, like to make it bounded in L2. Not bounded in L2, but we can make it, for example, being in L2. So it shows that discrete time local martingales are not, certainly they are not good models for bubbles. It depends on the set of strategies we define, but at least this shows that they are in this sense quite trivial. For finite horizon, this follows from the D'Alembert-Willinger theorem. For infinite horizon, it follows from a paper of Walter Schachermeier about discrete time infinite horizon fundamental theorem of asset pricing, and this was noticed by Yuri Kabanov in 2008 or 2007, so it was quite recent, this observation, and then we strengthened this result with my colleague Vilmos Prokai to have these integrability conditions. Also, we already got to the main theorem of today, which we could prove with Paolo, but to be honest, this is based on, 90% of the work is what we have done with Paolo Guazzoni and with Walter Schachermeier in our previous paper on models with transaction costs. So the bulk of the work was done there, but we applied that to diffusion models. We take any measurable drift, it will be a time inhomogeneous diffusion, so a measurable function. Sigma is the volatility. We ask sigma to be continuous and positive definite for all t and x, so this is a mild regularity assumption. And what we suppose is, what we suppose is we write this stochastic differential equation. Here is the drift, here is the volatility, here is some initial value. Well, in fact, this should not be there, because what I want to say about this equation that it has a unique solution measure on each interval small t capital T. This is what we suppose, and this should also be in in blue. So it has a unique solution measure on this space, and I construe stochastic differential equations here with weak solutions, so solution of the martingale problem. But it does not really matter in the application, it seems, but it's better to be to formulate things generally. So it has a unique solution, but we make no other assumption on sigma. We if, for example, B and sigma were bounded, then this would be a theorem that there is a unique solution. But we don't want to impose, for example, boundedness on sigma, because the bad models have unbounded sigma, and we are interested in bad and pathological models too. And so we take an initial value in RD on some probability space where there is a solution. So if we fix this solution on that stochastic basis where we have this solution, and we and SIT, the stock price, will be the exponential of this process. So it's the exponential of a diffusion with minimal regularity. And now comes the, for us, surprising conclusion. For each epsilon positive, there exists a d-dimensional process, S tilde T, on this interval 0, capital T, and an equivalent measure Q, such that on the logarithmic scale, this is epsilon close. This S tilde is epsilon close to S for each of the assets and for all times, almost surely. And S tilde T is a true Q martingale. So we can approximate any not very nasty diffusion uniformly in omega T with a process which is a true martingale under an equivalent change of measure. There are many consequences. About arbitrage, we can say we can take the Bessel process. Immediately we can check that the conditions are met. So there is an arbitrage fee price process S tilde T, which is epsilon close to ST on the logarithmic scale, uniformly epsilon close. We can take the inverse Bessel process, and we can take exactly the same S tilde T as previously, because it will again satisfy these bounds. And so it's epsilon close in this sense, uniformly, and it gives models of prices without bubbles. So this was the notorious bubble-producing process, inverse Bessel, and there is uniform epsilon close process, which is bubble-free. I could repeat the same thing with the stochastic volatility model, only with the little remark that as it was formulated, it seemed to be a complete market model, but no, we can add factors, and if the factors also have good regularity properties, then we can apply our results to incomplete markets too, like this stochastic volatility model. And now I get back to the beginning of my talk, that all this could be seen in the context of transaction costs, but I did not present it in that way. So another way of formulating this is that if there are proportional transaction costs present in the market, then the objects corresponding to equivalent martingale measures in the frictionless case, these are the so-called consistent price systems for markets with transaction costs. They are exactly processes like these S tilde T. They exactly have to have an absence of arbitrage. They need to satisfy for the, if this is the proportion of the transaction cost, then they must be objects which are martingales under a change of measure and which are in this corridor around the other price. And so they are exactly processes like consistent price system. They are consistent price system if you wish. So all results could be reformulated and proved in the following manner. To be honest, I do not want to cheat. So what can be immediately proved is that as soon as there are arbitrarily small transaction costs, there is no arbitrage in any of the diffusion models presented. There are also no bubbles. At least I can prove this in the one-dimensional case, but a student of Walter Schachermeier, I think, already could extend this to d-dimensional case, but So I that's why I say I don't want to cheat. So in one-dimensional model, we can prove this. In d-dimensional model, I think it has been proved. I mean, the ingredient which is needed. So I could simply say that there is no arbitrage and there are no bubbles in the diffusion models which satisfy the hypothesis of our main theorem. It means that introducing transaction costs destroys arbitrage and bubbles in any reasonable diffusion model. However, one could formulate that, okay, then perhaps for every strict local martingale, there is such a approximating process which is without bubbles. This is not true. There is an example which we learned from Christoph Stricker. We take this exponential martingale, this simple exponential martingale, where W is a Brownian motion, and we take the natural filtration. We stop it when it reaches the level 1 over 2. It always does, so this is almost surely finite. And we do a deterministic time change of the stopped process. So we take, you see the formula. So this will be a process between 0 and p half. We take x tau and tangent is a good bijection between the finite interval and the whole of r plus. And then st will be set 1 half for t greater than p over 2. We define the reason, the filtration also by this time change. And ST is a GT local martingale. This can be checked directly. And SP over 2 is constant. It means that our theorem does not apply to this particular strict local martingale, because if we get very close, like epsilon close to the terminal value SP over T, then it means that when we project back with conditional expectation, we project back our candidate S tilde capital T, we project it back with conditional expectation, then it should be a bounded process which should approximate uniformly S T, which is not a bounded process. So there are, it's not possible to approximate this in this sense. And this is of course one more drastic example of a bubble. I do not want to draw many conclusions, but at least it becomes clear that creating arbitrage is a fragile procedure. Small misspecification or introduction of transaction costs destroys arbitrage. And the same is true that a large class of strict local martingales is also fragile to this. So they are fragile models for bubbles. Thank you.